Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local library is hosting an Earth Day Upcycle Challenge. Let's go in depth with Carol Wyhe with the Pella Public Library, Matt Kelly, professor of art at Central College, and artist Corey Spencer from Pella. So Carol, tell us a little bit about the Earth Day Upcycle Challenge.
Well, this is actually an idea that has been in my head for almost 2 years now. When I started working at the library, I established a drawer for all the types of things that we can't recycle, but you don't want to throw away because they might have a use. And we had been donating those to the local arts center for use. And at some point a couple years ago, I thought, you know, it'd be so cool to see what people could make out of these. So I started saving them in boxes in the basement. And this year just kind of seemed like the right time. So we sent out a challenge to local artists to get a bag full of items from the library that are discarded things that, again, can't recycle, but seem like something could be done with them. And the Upcycle Challenge was born.
Okay, and I saw CDs. What else?
Oh, yep. Tubes. So if we use a lot of receipt tape at the registers. So we have the tubes from those. We have the cylinders from Scotch tape and bigger rolls of tape. We have a lot of cards from our library card catalog, their old card catalogs. We had some floppy disks, some old floppy disks that still were around. That was most of it. And I packaged up kits with all these items in a plastic bag that was donated, so it was reusing a plastic grocery sack. And then I taped instructions to it that were printed on the back of paper that was already used. And I encouraged artists to use those items as well. So all the items in the bag, as well as the plastic bag and the instructions.
You made inquiries to a variety of local artists, and how many accepted?
I had 16 people accept.
Okay.
And so the idea was to use everything in the bag if possible.
Create sculptures.
Yep, create whatever they wanted. It could be an art, it could be just a piece of art with no purpose. It could be a utilitarian item if they thought of some way to make something that was of use. It could be something you could hang from a ceiling or hang on a wall or set on a shelf. Anything they wanted. And I knew that the type of people I was asking, teachers and people who create art regularly, would probably know what to do with the items. That, you know, they could look at them and picture them as the raw materials they needed to create something.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about the Earth Day Upcycle Challenge with Carol Wyhe, Matt Kelly, and Corey Spencer. And Matt, what is this called in the art world?
Oh, it is upcycling.
Upcycling
or recycling.
I was just thinking of like found art or something. Is that in relation to that?
Found objects, yeah.
Found objects.
Like Louise Nevelson, who would take some like scrap pieces of wood and all, arrange them in a box or something, create a composition out of those materials. That's one of the things I was thinking of when Carol gave me the supplies, is if you put all of it together as is, and say spray painted a single color, if you arrange it as a composition, it transforms the objects from their original function into something else, into an aesthetic object. You know, something like that could be used. Tom Friedman has done similar kinds of things with styrofoam pieces, old packing styrofoam, gluing that together and recreating something else out of that.
Yeah, and I remember years ago Central College had an artist come and kids and faculty went out into maybe the Iowa River, I'm thinking,
mm-hmm.
and they
yes.
took all of the junk that they got out of the river and they created these wonderful sculptures. It's that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing.
That's right.
And so is this something people do all over, upcycling into sculptures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty common, maybe a little more common now, given more environmental concerns than what I'm aware of, at least in the past.
Corey, you put together a couple of remarkable, you got one kit and then had to come back for another, I hear.
Yeah, I had to.
Tell us about your background as an artist.
I get most of my art ability from my parents. My mom and dad are really big artists, but in their own side way. And so that's where I get my art, is watching them growing up. And I've just continued doing what I love. And
well, you made a couple of vehicles.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Well, I've always been a part of the car show crowd, hot rods, being able to put that love into something. And I also collect Hot Wheels.
Okay.
So it's having something like that and being able to still do artwork with it and create stuff, that's what I enjoy.
Well, and so one is, forgive me for not knowing all the right terms, but one is a motorcycle, but it's not just a regular motorcycle.
It's a chopper.
It's a chopper, okay, so yeah. It's extended. So you made a chopper, a remarkably detailed chopper. Was that the first piece you made?
Yeah, that was the first piece. And I've been building a lot of metal sculptures. So with using all the metal pieces, I had a good idea on what direction to go with it.
Yeah, and so you use the CDs as the wheels. And
yep.
Tell us about the other components.
I use the tubes for the motor, and using Dremel tool was my biggest. I used Dremel tool, X-Acto knife, and a hot glue gun. And I kept it just that. So that was my goal when I was building these, to keep it simple, but also wanted to show the product that was being used.
And then first you say you wanted to keep it simple. It doesn't look simple. It looks complex and intricate and detailed and beautiful.
Thank you.
And then the other is what, a hot rod of some sort?
But a lot of people would call it a rat rod.
A rat rod.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fitting for the using junk rat.
And so that's referring back to, you're pulling something up from when I was a kid, the old Rat Fink.
Yep, Rat Fink.
Magazine, or what was that, Motor Trend? I forget what magazine, but there was an artist.
Ed Roth.
Okay, so here I am just spilling out my ignorance. Fill us in.
Ed Roth was the creator of the Rat Fink, and he was the big culture guy when it came to building these cars using fiberglass. He built actual cars using fiberglass, and that was inspiring to a lot of people.
And a lot of it's exaggerated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big time.
That's sort of the I don't know, the calling card of his work. Okay.
Oh, it's custom. That's basically where I would go with it.
Custom. Custom hot rod stuff.
Yeah.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Earth Day Upcycle Challenge with Carol Wyhe, Matt Kelly, and Corey Spencer. And so you created a custom hot rod out of these materials.
Yeah.
And so did you just look at what was in there and it popped into your mind what you were going to do?
Yep.
You knew what you were
going to
do?
Yep.
Well, Matt, all I know so far is that you've looked into your bag. Have you done anything with it yet?
I've taken the materials out and I was thinking of putting them together as a composition, not something functional, but something that would be just an aesthetic object, and see how would I arrange these and what does that look like without changing the original objects much at all. Like if I didn't cut into them or anything, is there something I could build? And so I started putting together a piece that looks, it'd be similar to a tunnel book. It's kind of like a theater set in a way, where you have a background sort of plate, and then things coming in from the side and the top and the bottom. Trying to take those two broken CD cases or DVD cases and use those as bookends in a way, and then put the tubes on either side for structural support, and then just arrange the objects inside and see if I could come up with something interesting that way, and without painting it or anything like that. And so I started thinking about some of those ideas, and then thinking of painting everything so it transforms it or covers up the original material and it's all unified with a single color, you know, some things like that. And I like the ideas. I'm just not, there isn't one I found yet that it's like, oh, that's definitely what I want to do. So I just put it back in the bag and let it stew for a little bit, and I'll take it back out and look again. What I like about Corey's pieces, just seeing those back there, is he left the original material visible. You can tell where all of it came from. You know, he didn't paint it, didn't cover any of it up. It's all right there. You can see, you can tell it's from a CD or this section of the DVD case, that kind of thing.
You teach art at Central College. Is mm-hmm. this a teaching kind of thing for you too? Do you incorporate your work into the teaching? I know you do, of mm-hmm. course, but are you going to incorporate this into the teaching?
Well, the way we do, actually, when Carol was telling me about this idea, my colleague Brian Roberts and myself, we do collect things that we say this student could use in something. You know, it's like my book arts class, for example. I have a bunch of these little cardboard tubes and things, and thinking when a student is wanting to build a more low relief kind of sculpture on their on the cover of a book, they could use these other materials instead of building it from scratch or with new material. So Brian and I save a lot of these things to use in other artwork if students need it. He and I can see, yeah, we could transform this into something else. If we cut this here, this is a beautiful little shape, you know, things like that. And so when Carol was mentioning this project, we said, yeah, this would be fun. And maybe Brian and I, if we do this, we can show students what we've done in there, and that might inspire them to do something else.
Well, now, Carol, you want the community, anybody that's interested, to come in and participate and grab a kit, and then you're going to have an exhibit around Earth Day, correct?
We are, yes. So right now the registration is open for people to request a bag of items. I don't have those made yet because I'm trying to see what the demand is, and I went from 3 boxes of items down to 1 after distributing them to everybody. So 2 years worth of saving went down pretty fast when I distributed the items. So the general public can call the library or go to our website and register to get a kit. And it'll have kind of some of the similar items that the artist had gotten. And starting April 1st, their items will be displayed in our display case. And then later in April, we're hoping to add some of the items from the general public that have been created. In addition, the Art Center offered to partner with us on this, and they're offering some open sessions for people to bring their kit over there and work on it. So they have resources there with the hot glue guns and things, and some expert advice on perhaps how to put things together. So there are 3 times available for that, and that's also on their website. You can go to that and find the 3 work sessions to work on it.
I don't feel very artistic. Okay, maybe a little bit with words. I'm used to words. I'm not used to material culture. And let's say that there are other listeners like me that would like to expand and try this, but we really don't know how to do it. How does that work? How should I approach this?
I would say the key to it, in my mind at least, is to separate the original function of the material from the material. Take it out. Forget that it was an old DVD case or it's a tube from register tape, and just look at that as raw material. And then what does it resemble? You know, like with Corey's sculpture, there are some parts that look like wheels, that if you cut it this way, it's another part to the engine. You know, and just try to remove the original function of the material from those pieces. and transform it into something else. To think of it as raw material, like a 2x4, you know, plywood, something like that.
Like I told my daughter, because my daughter is interested in doing this, and she wants to do it, and she asked me the same question, what direction? I go, treat it like Legos. Piece it together. She loves Legos, and she goes, I already have an idea.
Okay, so let it sort of work back and forth from it to my mind, thinking what I could
How make, can I build?
Build something of interest. Doesn't have to be resemble a functional object, or it can, or it can just be an interesting arrangement.
Yep.
And that's art, huh?
It is. It's a bag of possibilities. I was thinking as Matt was talking,
it can be
anything. And every person, that's the thing with the challenge, when everyone gets the same items, they come back completely different. You know, everyone's mind goes in a different direction, so it's very exciting.
And taking the, it's supposed to be out. It's not supposed to be anything. Mm-hmm. It's what you're going to create.
Thanks to Carol Wyhee, Matt Kelly, and Corey Spencer for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.